Begin the current daf Masechta Bava Basra daf Pei Beis. Begin 5 lines down from the top of the Amud, where the Gemara continues explaining the Mishnah of the previous daf, and that is where the Machlekes Remei and Rabbanan regarding when someone purchases 2 trees in someone else's land. Remei held that that's enough to be considered a state ilan, as if it's an orchard, and he gets the land with the tree. Chacham disagreed and said that no, he doesn't get the land until he buys 3 trees. Now, one of the ramifications of the Chacham's halacha was, as the Gemara quotes in the Mishnah, Higdilu, if those 2 trees that he bought, the branches grow very far out into the seller's field, then lo yishapa. Then he's not allowed to go ahead and cut it down because, as we explained, since the land of the seller is meshubit to the trees, because the owner of the trees doesn't have any land, as we said according to the Pinach Chachamim, so all of that land is meshubit, and even if it's harming his land, he's not allowed to cut down the trees. Now, chulu etc., where then another ramification of the Chacham's opinion was regarding what grows out from the tree, does that go and pertain to the buyer of the tree or not? So on that, there was a differentiation between if it comes out from the trunk of the tree or comes out from the roots. The trunk goes to him because he owns the tree, but the roots, which is part of the land, that doesn't go to him. So on that, the Gemara clarifies, hechid damim min hageza. What's considered coming out of the trunk of the tree, which we said that then the buyer gets, because although he doesn't get any land, it's coming out of the tree that he does own. What's considered coming out of the roots of the tree, which we said that is considered from the land, and that the owner of the tree doesn't have any right to the land, and therefore he doesn't get that new offshoot that's coming out from the roots itself. So Amar Bichon, he clarifies, he says, Kol shiroya pnei chama, whatever sees the sun, meaning any part of the tree that's out of the ground, so zeo min hageza, that's considered from the trunk, and that the buyer of the tree gets. But v'she'ein roya pnei chama, whatever does not see the sun, meaning whatever's beneath the ground, zeo min hasharashin, that's considered part of the roots, and that's not considered part of the tree that he bought, and therefore that goes to the owner of the field. Now, however, the Gemara asks, but v'leichish, but we should be concerned, since you just said that what's considered coming out of the trunk is whatever sees the sun, even if it's very close down to the ground, you said it goes to the owner of the tree. If so, the difficulty is, how will the Rabbanim misaken something that could cause an undue loss to the seller? Because at times you could have the following circumstance. Where if someone bought only 1 tree in his friend's field, now, but the Rabbanim said, as we quoted the halacha in our Mishnah, that whatever comes out, the trunk itself belongs to the buyer of the tree. Now the problem is, Dilma Maska Arashirtoin. What might happen is that there's a lot of dirt and mud that will gather up around the tree, which will then elevate the ground level until it will cover that tree that's coming out of the trunk, which part of it is in the ground. Now it's going to look like 3 different trees. For example, as Rashbam explains, if let's say there's a distance between the trunk and this new tree, which they're requiring to the measurement that it has to be to consider it as a state ilon, that the trees have to be a certain distance between all 3 of them. So he got the branch because it really was coming out of, if you could go and check, you see it's coming out of the trunk and it's overgrown. But the problem is, over time, the earth might gather over there and then it's going to look like as if it's a separate tree. Now, v'amalei, now the lekeach is going to claim to the seller, t'lasa zivinasli, look, these are all mine. Everyone knows I own these trees. And look, count them, there's 3 trees. Now, really, they're not. Really, they're all coming out of this primary trunk. But now it looks like 3 trees, and he's going to claim v'isliara. So we know the halacha is, says the buyer to the seller, when someone buys 3 trees, he gets the land around it, and it's going to cause a loss to the seller, because he's going to say it's like the halacha of 3 trees, and I acquired the right to the land itself. So therefore, the Gemara is asking that the Rabbanan should have said that whatever comes out of the trunk, yeah, it belongs to the owner of the tree, but he's not allowed to maintain it over there. He has to break it off and take it for himself, because that might cause an undue loss to the seller. So Elam Rav Nachman, rather, Rav Nachman says, you're right, because of that question, that the Mishnah that told us that Hayitzim Nageza, what comes out of the trunk, is Shalai, goes to the buyer of the tree, it doesn't mean that he can leave it there and let it grow like that. Rather, it means it's his, but on the condition that Yakutz, he has to cut it down, and then he could use it for firewood, but he can't maintain there in the ground. And says the Gemara, Bechinam Rabbi Yechonon Yakutz, you're right, it's his, but he has to cut it off because of the concern that we just spoke about. A related discussion, the Gemara says, Amar of Nachman, Nekatinan, we have a tradition from our teachers that Dekel Ein Loy Geza. Although we said in the Mishnah that whoever has the tree, owner of the tree, the trunk, whatever comes out of it goes to him. But from our teachers, we have a tradition that regarding a palm tree, he doesn't have the trunk, which the Gemara is going to explain. What does that mean? Obviously, a palm tree has a trunk. So what does that mean? So Sabra of Zvid Lamimra, Zvid thought to say and to interpret this halacha of Rav Nachman, that it means Ein Loi, he doesn't have what comes out of the geza, out of the trunk, although our Mishnah said that the buyer of the tree has what comes out of the trunk, that you don't have Lebal Dekel, to the one who bought a palm tree. Why? So he says, the kivim de lemachaper lesharish koi, since a palm tree, when it's going to dry up, it's going to end up, the halacha, he's not going to have any rights to the land because he only bought a singular tree, so he's going to end up just ripping out the whole tree and not have anything more than that. So asuche masach daite. So the one who bought the tree, he goes and he removes his intentions, his thoughts, from getting whatever will ultimately come out of the trunk, because he thinks, look, maybe the palm tree is going to dry very quickly, and it's not going to even have time for anything to grow out of the trunk. Now, this is different than all the other trees, where if it dries up on the top, what you could do is, very easy, you cut the tree down, lower down on the trunk, and then it regenerates. Where that's what Bryce taught us previously in the Payam Beis, that the trunk regenerates. But a palm tree, and that's why the halacha specifically says Rav Zvid in that situation, that since it, once it dries up, there's nothing you can do about it. As the Bryce taught us, that by palm trees and by cedar trees, that the one who has rights to it could just rip out the whole thing because it's anyways not going to regenerate. So therefore, in this situation, the one who bought this singular palm tree, he's meyayish, he gives up hope of having any getting anything coming out of the trunk, and therefore he never intends to acquire whatever comes out. So although we said that whoever buys the tree doesn't get the land, but he gets the tree and that includes the trunk, and therefore whatever grows out of it is his. But says Rav Zirin, explains the Slocha Rav Nachman, but the one who bought a palm tree will not get. Why not? He doesn't intend to. Why not? Because he thinks, what's the odds of it's going to dry up? And if it dries up, there's nothing I can do about it. It's going to just dry up and wither away. So therefore, he doesn't intend to, and therefore, he doesn't get what even comes out of the trunk itself. Now, however, Maskel, Rav Papa asked on this interpretation of Rav Zvid and Rav Nachman's halacha. He said, but Vokoinish Ne'ilonis, but the halacha of our Mishnah, regarding when someone buys two trees, where that halacha, where it didn't make any differentiation between any trees or even palm trees, even though that when the tree is going to die, we said that someone who buys two trees does not get the land beneath it, and therefore he's going to have to rip it out and just get rid of the trees. And even so, Kutani, we learned now Mishnah D'yesh Le'geza, that he does have whatever grows out. So why? How can you differentiate and say by a palm tree it doesn't, when we see the halacha of the Mishnah is going not just on any tree, but even the palm tree, even though it's going to be ripped out and it has nothing to it, where it doesn't have the ground, and by a palm tree it doesn't have the option of cutting it down and regenerating, and yet still the Mishnah tells us that yesh legeza. So Elam Rapapa, rather Rapapa, says that don't make this reason of, which we're saying, obviously, whoever buys the palm tree is not intending to get what comes out of the trunk, and therefore that's why he's not going to get it, because it's in his das. He doesn't have das to be kind of that. But says Rav Papa to Rav Zvid, don't say the way you said it, because he's Masiach das. And the reason why he's Masiach das, he says, oh, what's the odds? He's not interested. He doesn't think about being kind of that because of Chayfa Misharish, because I have to rip that out, because then that svar would apply to other trees too, which we say in spite of that in the Mishnah, that he has what comes out of the geza. Rather, says Rav Papa, ain't like gezla bal dekel, the reason why that, as you said, that the one who, whatever grows out of, you interpreted the halacha of Nachman, that it means to say that whatever grows out of the trunk, the one who buys the palm tree doesn't get that, you're right, but not because of the reasoning that you gave. Rather, it's lefi she'ein, is because it's not normal for a palm tree to be mitzi geza. It's not normal for a palm tree to ever have growths come out of the trunk itself. Rather, whatever growths come out of a palm tree come out on the branches up on top of the tree. Now, therefore, the halacha tells us on Dav Samach Tes Amen Amid Beis that you have to take the fruits by climbing up with a rope to get to the top and cut off. Says the Papa, that's why he's Masiach Das. That is because even if it would end up happening that something will grow out of the trunk, but in spite of that, it's going to go to the one who owns the land because he had no intention of acquiring. Why not? Not because of Masiach Das, because of Chayfa Misharish, because then that would apply to other trees too. Rather, because usually nothing grows out of the trunk of a palm tree. Now, our Mishnah, however, was talking about trees that it's normal for things to grow out of the trunk, which is not the case by a palm tree. And the reason for that is because since it's not normal for things to grow out of the trunk of a palm tree, so therefore, as similar to what we said in the Rav Zvid, but he refutes that concept of chayv misharish, is because whatever is not normal for to happen, the one who's buying does not intend to make that acquisition. He has to be intended, then he would, but that's why he doesn't get what grows out of the trunk. So therefore, ask the Gemara. So Ulra Zvid, but according to Zvid, that held that no, it is normal, it does happen for growths to grow out of the trunk even of a palm tree. And that's why he said a different reason of Chayfa Misharish. The reason why he gives up Hobi's Masich Das is because it's going to dry up and there's no way of getting it because it's not going to regenerate. So Kasha Masnitin. So then you're right, our Mishnah is difficult on him because our Mishnah said clearly that any tree that usually has growths coming out of the trunk, which he holds the same thing as for a palm tree, that then the halacha is that it is like all the other trees, that you do have a Geza. So how is he explaining this halacha of Nachman that you did not get what grows out of the trunk of a palm tree? And that answers the Gemara for Azvid, that the Zavin L'chamish Shnin. According to Azvid, the halacha of our Mishnah, which yes, includes even a palm tree, is talking about where it was sold to him for a period of 5 years. Now there, even if the palm tree dies, if it dries up, he'll be allowed to and he'll be able to plant a new one in its place. Now, since now the seller was mishabed his land for a set time, there the buyer is not going to be masiach das from the geza, because of course he'll be able to, as the svar according to Azid was, because chayfa misharish, you don't have that problem, because even if it dries up, he can plant a new one, and therefore he's intending to get, even if it dries up, whatever comes out of it, including a new tree, and even what's normal for a palm tree, which is the growths that come out of it. But when he sells stam, unspecified, then even if it dies after a day or two, what it's ultimately going to be by the palm tree, in contrast to all other trees where you could regenerate, you just have to rip it out. There, that's what I was explaining of Nachman's halacha, that a person was most definitely Masiach Das. Our Mishnah is talking about a different case of where it was sold for a period of 5 years, and that's why you have the geza, what comes out of the trunk, even by the palm tree. Now, our Mishnah said that Kana Shleisha, that Rabban agree, however, if someone bought in someone else's field three trees, they Kana Karka, then you have acquired the land, it's considered an orchard, a state Elon, and you get the land. Says the Gemara of Kama. Now, how much land do you get? If you buy three trees, you're not getting the whole field, so how much land do you get? So, Amar B'chibra Abba Amar B'yechan, and he explains as follows. Hareza Kana, so this person has acquired now, Tachteyan, the land that's beneath the primary part of the tree and the branches, Ubeinayan, and the open land that's between the branches of this one tree and the branches of the other tree, and Vachutzlan, and also he has the area around the trees, from the place where the branches stop growing, wherever it extends outwards, he has the area outside of that, how much space outside, even where the furthest branch reaches to. So that's, as we continue to Tamid Beis, Kimaloi Oira, the area of what's necessary for the one who's picking the fruits, Vesaloi, and the basket that he'd be holding in his hand, it's to be able to gather the fruits of the outer branches that grow further out, which the Gemara later on is going to explain, how much has to be between the two trees, the three trees, so that they combine to be considered Stei Ilan. But that's the area that he has underneath them, between the trees, and outside of the trees. Where this is, again, from the furthest tree, from the furthest branch, beyond that, how much a person has to be able to stand there with his basket there. Where this term Oira, Rashbam explains, is the term that's used by figs, which the term Beitzer is used by grapes, and the term kaitzer is by grain, and geidr is by dates, and maisik is by olives, and malakit is by other trees. It's just a term of meaning of whoever picks it, whoever's gathering the figs, and his basket with him. Now, maskevel or belazim. Belazim, however, asked on this interpretation of Rabbi Yechanan, that he said, to explain the halacha of our Mishnah, that you give space for the outer branches, where a person could stand beyond those outer branches, where a person would have to stand with his basket to be able to go around the trees to gather his fruits. That asked Rabbi Lazar, Hashta derech ein loy, if the buyer does not even have a path to go through the field of the owner of the field to get to his trees, rather the halach is he's got to, so to speak, fly through the air, or he's got to purchase a right of way from the owner of the land, like is the opinion of the Rabbanan and Perka Merchazabai Snav Samach Dalmat Aleph, that they say when someone sells a pit or a cistern, he sells it with what's called ayin ra, stingingly type, where then the buyer he bought only the pit, but how is he supposed to get to that? He has to buy a right of way to get to the pit or the cistern. So says Rabbi Lazar, the same thing over here in the halach of our Mishnah, when someone buys three trees, which is the same thing as buying a pit or a cistern, that you don't even have a right of way to get to it. So Ayuvasali Yeshli, so you're going to tell me that not only does he have the land beneath it, but he even has the land around the perimeter of the trees itself? If Derech Ein Loi, if he doesn't have a right of way, where because Da'arachritihi, because it's actually considered different land, in other words, these three trees that he bought are not planted in the land of the owner of the field. Because, as we said, even the Rabban agree, when someone purchases three trees, he gets the land where the trees are. So it's considered a stei ilan, like its own orchard, which is similar to like a bayir and a dus, which is its own piece of land. And therefore, the land of the seller is not meshubit to the trees of the lekeach, to say, as we said the svar before, like when you buy two trees, where all the needs that's necessary for those trees that you bought are meshubit to it, where it would even be, let's say, to provide a right of way. That's not the case when you buy three trees. So therefore, as Rabbi Elazar, if that's the case, says then you're going to tell me that kimaloi oira v'salai, so the area that's needed for the picker and his basket, which is not even such a necessity as like a right of way how to even get to the trees, that you're going to tell me yeshloi, that he does have? What do you mean? You can get to the fruits on the outer part of the most outer part branches by climbing up the tree and get it that way. Or you could get it from the bottom. So how are you telling me that, oh, we don't even, oh, so land, I understand we give him, and maybe between the trees too, but why are you telling me that it even he could even stand beyond the outer branches, as much space as he needs to stand there with his basket, but I don't understand, Sir Blaza. If we don't even give him a path to get to his trees, because it's considered a distinct area from the owner's field, then how are you going to tell me he could stand on the owner's field and go ahead and gather its fruits, which is not even such a necessity if he doesn't have a derech? For sure he doesn't have this kamalai oyri basalai. Amr B'zeris, Rabbi B'zeris says, Medivri Rabbeinu Nilmad, from these words of Rabbi Lazar, we could learn where he's explaining that what's the reason why he does not have a right of way, and therefore for sure he doesn't have this space of how the person has to stand there and gather the fruits, is because it's considered a distinct area from the field of the original owner. So Rabbi B'zeris, we understand from Rabbi Lazar that Shlei Shehude Ein Loi Derech. So that's only when there's three trees that he bought, then he does not have a right of way. Because now it's considered his own land, and therefore there's no shibudim of the seller's land to where the trees are here. Hashnayim yeshle, but it would sound like, but if he only bought two trees, that he would have a right of way to get through the owner's field to get to his trees, because he doesn't have his own land. Where the amale, where the buyer could tell the seller, ba'ar didach kaimi, my trees are in your field, and if you sold me the trees, you obviously would mishabit to me your field for the purposes of the trees, just like somebody who lends a space in his house for the guy to put his objects, obviously is that you also gave me a way how to get there, because that's why you lend me the space. Here also the same idea, says Reb Zera, you see from Reb Elazar, that he would hold that if there was only two trees, that then, yeah, okay, then he would be able to have a path going through, and then maybe also come lo ir basale. His whole question was based on when there's three trees where you don't have a derech, and if you don't, come lo ir basale. Now, on that, Amalir of Nachum Yitzchak L'Rava, he says, Lema Reb Elazar. So let's say Reb Elazar, from his question on Reb Yechanan, Lesley de Shmuel Rabbi, obviously does not hold of his teaching of his Rabbi Shmuel. Because the Amr Shmuel said in Perek HaMeiches Habayis, Halacha k'Rabbi Kiva, Halacha falls like Rabbi Kiva. The Amr Meicher Ba'ayin Yafa Meicher, who said that when someone sells, he sells with a generous eye. Now, that's not like the way Rabbi Elazar is saying, who he's asking and saying that, no, what do you mean? His whole question of Rabbi Elazar was based on the premise of the opinion of the Rabbanan. He's saying, if you don't have a right of way, so how could you say and explain the Mishnah, Rabbi Yechanan, that's talking about where you get Kimelo Oyer Vesaloi? But his whole question was based on the premise of the Rabbanan, who hold that you don't get a right of way. Rabbi Kiva holds that you do have an automatic derech. When someone buys a bar of a dos, he has a derech. So why is he asking on Rabbi Yechanan? Obviously, it's because he doesn't hold like his teacher Shmuel that the Allah is like Rabbi Kiva, because if it was, then our Mishnah would be very understandable. So that Omalei, so that Rava says to Rav Nachum Yitzchak, that truthfully I could tell you that Rabbi Elazar holds like his Rabbi Shmuel, like Rabbi Kiva. However, Lemetukma Masnitin, but he couldn't explain our Mishnah, which that is what Rabbi Yechanan was explaining this halacha of that you get the area around the outermost part of the trees, from the Erbasaloi, that he couldn't say is like Rabbi Kiva. Rather, it must be like Drabbanan, and that's why he asked his question on Rabbi Yechanan, if it's like Drabbanan, you don't get it right away, for sure you don't get the space around the trees itself. Mimai, what's the proof, says Rava, to explain Rabbi Elazar why he could be like his Rebbe and get, but he couldn't explain the halacha of our Mishnah like Rabbi Kiva, is midiktani, because our Mishnah taught higdilu yishape. If the branches grew out over the part of the seller's part of the field, then he can go ahead and cut that off. Now, but says Rav, if you would entertain to say the Mishnah like Rabbi Kiva, amay yishape, then why would the seller who sold these three trees to the person who gets an area of land, but the branches grew out into the seller's part of the land, why would you say that he would be able to cut it off? Ha'amar meicher ba'ayin yofa meicher, but Rabbi Kiva holds that when someone sells, he sells in a very generous way, which would seemingly be even if the branches come over to his part of the field. And if it's like Rabbi Kiva, then why would he be able to cut it off? Obviously, it's not like Rabbi Kiva, rather like the Rabbanan. If it's like the Rabbanan, that gives way for Rabbi Elazar's question on Rabbi Yochanan. Then if you don't even get it right away, for sure you don't even get the area around the tree either. On that, Amaleis, on that, Rabbi Nachum Yitzchak responded to Rava, and thereby also answering the question of Rabbi Elazar on Rabbi Yochanan. He says, no. You're right. That was the mistaken error of Rabbi Elazar, that he thought our Mishnah is like the Rabbanan, not like Rabbi Kiva. It's not true. Because Eimadam Rabbi Kiva, when would I say that Rabbi Kiva holds that you sell Ainyah for very magnanimous and very generous? That's Gabi Bar Vadus. Where do we have the Machlekes Rabbi Kiva in the Rabbanan? That's by when someone sells a pit or a cistern to someone else in his property. Now there, yes, he gives a right of way to get there, and he gives very generous because the Loi Machshi Ara. Because neither the pit nor the right of way that the buyer has to get to the pit is going to ruin the land of the seller. So therefore, then Rabbi Kiva holds that Ba'ayin Yafa, then he does it, he sells in a very generous way, and he gives him a free right of way to get there. But Gabe Ilon Mishamedle, but regarding a tree, did we ever hear Rabbi Kiva say that he's going to be so generous by a tree to make his land Meshubed to the buyer for whatever his branches of the buyer's trees are going to reach out into his land and ruin his land? Because as we mentioned before, that the shade of the trees ruins a Beis HaShlach in the irrigated field. Moreover, it ruins his field because now he can't even plow appropriately with his cattle because of the height of the goad, which is going to get in the way from the trees that are from the branches that are over his field. Now, because as Rashbam explains, although that we know the halacha of Rabbi Kiva of a generous way was said even regarding trees, in the case of when someone sells trees and he left the land for himself, that according to Rabbi Kiva, that then the buyer of the trees gets the land, meaning that he's able to then, if it dries up, plant new trees in that space, as the Gemara says in Cheska Batan of Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph. But that's only a small thing. But such a great damage, like in the case we're describing, where the seller is going to totally ruin his land in such a situation if he allows the branches to come over his field, that, says the Gemara, no, Rabbi Kiva would not agree to that concept. Because Mile Maid Rabbi Kiva, does not Rabbi Kiva agree to this anonymous Mishnah Perek Le'achba that says, Be'ilon ha'naita le'tech stecha ver, if someone has a tree that's leaning over into his friend's field, says the Mishnah, she'koitzit maloi mardeya, that the owner of the field that the branches are coming into could cut off to the height of a goat oaks, which is this thing that's needed to go and use the cattle, malgabe mechrisha, that's on top of the plowing. So if Rabbi Kiva agrees to that halacha, says Rav Nachum Yitzchak, the same thing would apply in the case that we're describing over here in our Mishnah. Because these trees are not planted in the land of the seller, because as we described, even according to Rabbanan, when there's a sale of three trees, then the buyer of the trees has his own distinct land. And therefore, it's totally removed from the seller. And therefore, it's just like the case of that Mishnah, where someone's the tree of his own field is going into someone else's field, where Rabbi Kiva would agree, of course, you could cut it down. So therefore, the Gemara's conclusion is that truthfully, we could say that the end of the Mishnah is like Rabbi Kiva. And therefore, on that is what Rabbi Yochanan was coming to explain, what's the measurement of how much you have for the land, is Ur Vesale, and Rabbi Kiva agrees to that. Because although Rabbi Kiva holds that you do it by Ayin Yafa, and in other words, that's the same idea of Ayin Yafa. Rabbi Loz's whole question was based on, well, if you don't have the Derech, then how can you have Ur Vesale? And that the Gemara is saying, no, it's not like the Rabbanan, it's like Rabbi Kiva. And that is because you do have a Derech. And the same thing applies, just like you have a derech by the bar and the dos. So too, you're going to have a right-of-way to get to the trees. And if you have a right-of-way, same thing applies, that you'll have the area around the perimeter of the trees to take that off. Because unlike the case of when the trees higdilu, when the branches grow out, that yeah, Rabbi Kiva would agree that yishapa, because that's a large damage of a tree that comes out, and therefore that resolves the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan that the same thing would apply, just like you have a derech, so too you'll have a rivasale. But you just don't have if higdilu yishapa. Now, and therefore it comes out that, so what it turns out is that Rabbi Elazar obviously does not hold like his Rebbe Shmuel, which halacha is like Rebbe Kiva, and therefore he rather explained the halacha like Rabbanan, and that's why he had this question on Rebbe Yechanan. One thing the Rashbam points out is although we're explaining to answer Rebbe Yechanan that the Mishnah is like Rebbe Kiva, that's only the safe of the Mishnah. But the Reshim was definitely that taught halacha by two trees that if it dies that you don't have the land beneath it, that would not be like Rebbe Kiva, as the Gemara said in Perkachas Abatim, when someone sells trees and leaves the land for himself, that's a machlokes Rebbe Kiva and Rabbanan. Obviously Rebbe Kiva does not agree to that, but the safe of the Mishnah at least could be like Rebbe Kiva, and therefore that resolves the opinion of Rebbe Yechanan from the question of Rebbe Lazar. Says the Gemara, and actually Tani Kavah said to Rebbe Chiya Bar Abba, we actually have a brace that supports Rebbe Chiya Bar Abba, who said this halacha in the name of Rebbe Yechanan, that says clearly that when someone buys three trees, Harei Zakana, how much does he acquire of the land? Tachtein, the land beneath the tree, Ubenein, and beneath and between the trees, Vechutalan, and how much around it, Kimalei Oyer Vesali, clearly like Rebbe Yechanan, like the area of the picker with his basket that he's holding. Now, on that, the Gemara continues on this theme and asks, Omalei Abailer of Yosef, Eisen Oyer Vesali, so this halacha that we mentioned, of that you have the area of the picker with his basket, but that area, Mizaran, who could plant that land, which is the area around the outermost branches, not underneath it, outermost? Is it the owner of the tree? Because as we said, that space is his. Or is it the owner of the field? Because although we said that that area of land is meshubah to the owner of the trees, that's only at the time when he has to pick his fruits, where then we say he could step on that part of the land. But it's not owned by him, and rather it's the owner of the field who owns it, and therefore he could plant it. And it's only at the time of the picking that then he has to allow the lekeach to go ahead and step on, even though he planted that area. Now, but as Rashbam points out, the land beneath the trees or between the trees, that's obviously that belongs to the owner of the trees, that he could plant that area. The question was the area around this, the area of Malay, who could plant that part of the field. So Malay, Rabbi Yosef said to Abaye, Tinisu, it's a Mishnah in Perek HaMecher HaPeiris later on that was talking about a case that if someone has a garden that's within the garden of someone else. I mean, the only way he can get to his garden is by passing through the outermost garden, which is owned by someone else. So the Mishnah says, Hachitzin Zeireya Esaderach. The outer garden area, although there's a path going through his garden to get to the inner garden, he could plant that path. So therefore says Rabbi Yosef, the same thing over here in this case, that the owner of the field, he plants the path, in other words, the Oyer V'Saleh, where although that he has to let the inner, meaning the tree person, step over there, but the area is owned by him and he gets to plant it just like the outermost garden could plant that path. On that, Omalei, on that, Abai responded to Rabbi Yosef, me dummy, can you compare the two halachas? Hasam lesle besedid lelekech. That case in that Mishnah over there with the two gardens, one inner from the other one, there's no loss, what we call the lekech, which is the term we're giving for the innermost garden person. There's no loss that will stop him when he has to get to his field, even though it's planted by the outermost garden. Since it's his path, he'll step in it whatever he needs to on this guy's planting. So it doesn't really make a loss for him if it's planted by the outermost garden. But aval hocha, but here regarding the case of Oyer V'Saleh, if you're saying in comparing the two halachas, that it's the owner of the field who could plant that area, even though the owner of the trees could step over there, it's different. Maybe it's different because it's going to be a loss to the lekeach, meaning to the owner of the trees. Where the amale, he's going to tell the seller of the who owns the field, you're making my fruits dirty, because when I pick it, I don't always get them. They fall on the floor, and they're going to be falling on the area here that's planted, that's all muddy, and therefore it's going to be ruining my things. So therefore, actually, says Abaye Haloi Damya, you actually cannot compare this halacha of Oyer V'Saleh to the halacha of the ratio of that Mishnah you just described it to. Ela L'Seifa. Rather, actually, says Abaye, you should compare it to the end of that Mishnah that we just quoted, where there the Mishnah talks about if, let's say, the courts gave the path through the outermost garden on the side, which was agreed upon by both of them. That says the Mishnah, Bezeveze Einan Rishon L'Zaira. There, neither one of them could plant that path, because since they were both agreeable to it and they both picked it through the courts, so although that it is a small loss, where what was planted over there is going to stop him a little bit, Still, since that was picked on by the courts, the outermost garden is not allowed to go ahead and plant it. So for sure, says Abai, in our case, by Erev Saloi, where it's also like agreed upon by both, because that's the assumption when someone buys trees, as we said, the halacha of our Mishnah is that he has the shear of Erev Saloi, where that's even a bigger loss than where a guy who just has to walk through and it bothers him when he walks on what was planted, because his produce is going to get ruined when it falls in that area, says Abaya, that actually you should compare that even actually none of them are allowed to plant, and that area around the perimeter of it is, of the his outermost branches of the trees that he bought. And says the Gemara, Tanika Vosei Dabai, we have a brisa that supports Abaya. The brisa says, Harizekana Tachtein Ubeinayan, someone who buys three trees has the area of the land beneath the trees, the area between the trees, v'chutzalan, and a rounded kamaloi oyer besalai, as we said, from Rabbi Yechanan, which is in the Braisa too, the area of how much the picker and his basket needs. V'zeh ein rishon lazar, and it says clearly, like Abai, that neither one of them allowed to plant that area because, again, it's going to ruin his fruits when it falls down over there, and therefore none of them allowed to plant. So it continues the Gemara on this theme. V'kam yehe b'nein. Now, how much space is there to be between these trees that we said that it's going to be considered like an orchard, like a ste'ilon, to then acquire the land that's between the trees? The reason for this question is because if the three trees are too close, then we're actually going to compare it to like a forest, because the trees cannot be maintained like that, which are going to end up ripping out one of the trees like that, and then it's not considered chashuv enough, distinct enough to be considered as a ste'ilon to get the land. And if they're too far, these three trees, then they're not going to combine. So what's the measurements of the space that has to be between these three trees to consider them as a ste'ilon to get the land beneath them? So Rabbi Yosef Amar Rabbi Yehuda Mishmol, he says, it's me arba amis, meaning the minimum that it has to be between each tree from these three trees is that it has to be fit that you can plow between the trees, meaning besides the width of the trees, as obvious from the Gemara later on. So you have to have at least 4 amis between the trees, but v'ad shmoina, but up until 8 amis, but not including 8 amis. If it's already 8 amis, the distance between the trees, they're too far, and it's not going to be considered ste'ilon. So between 4 and 8 amis. Rava Amar of Nachman Amar Shmuel, he says, Mishmoyne b'ad shesh esrei. It's from 8 until 16 amis, but not including 16 amis. So either 4 to 8 or 8 to 16. On that, Amalei Abayi Rav Yosef, Abayi said to Rav Yosef, Leitif l'galed Rav Nachman, don't disagree with Rav Nachman. You said that it's from 4 to 8. Don't disagree with Rav Nachman who said from 8 to 16. Because it's not masnin kavasei. We have a Mishnah that supports Rav Nachman, and you, as the Gemara brings many times to Chastra, that Abayi would tell Rav Yosef that you became ill and you forgot, but it's a clear Mishnah. It's not like the Mishnah Masechtas Klayim. The Mishnah says, Hanetayas karmai shesh esri ameh al shesh esri ameh. If someone planted his vineyard 16 by 16 amis. In other words, if the whole vineyard was planted, rows one on the side of the other, but each row was 16 amis, a complete 16 amis away from the other row, then they do not combine to be considered a vineyard, because a row in its own is not a vineyard, unless you have, as the Mishnah teaches us in Masechtas Klayim, 2 rows facing 2 other rows, and another row coming out at the edge like a tail, that's considered a vineyard. But here, since there's 16 amas distant from each other one, we don't see them together, and we only see each row independently, and a row is not considered a vineyard. So therefore, says the Mishnah, Mutar lehevi zera lasham. So you're allowed to bring some other seed, let's say of grain, and plant it between each row, because it's not a vineyard, and there's no halacha of kalayim, there's no prohibition of kalay hakarim, of the vineyard, of the forbidden mixture, to mix some other seed with a vineyard, because it's not a vineyard. Now, but if it was less than 16 amas, the distance between them, then it would be considered a vineyard, and then it would be forbidden to bring and plant anything else over there. Well, actually, Rashbam points out that actually we hold a Rebbeishi now in the halachas of climb, that's actually not a problem of bringing zera anyway, because until you plant wheat, barley, and grapeseed all in one throwing, as the Gemara says in Masechtas Chulin. But continues the Mishnah, Amar Bihuda, which he's supporting this opinion of the Tanakhama, and he says, Maisa bet Salman, there was an incident in this place called Salman. He planted his vineyard where there was a distance of 16 amis between every row. And moreover, what he did was to maintain the land itself is what he would do is that he would turn the branches that stick out. He would have 2 rows facing one side. So for example, let's say if the length of the 2 rows were going from east to west, and he would have that the branches would be where if they're facing each other now from north to south, so you would have the branches of one row of the south facing towards the north, and would have the ones on the north facing the south. So it would turn out that the space between these two rows would be complete, filled up with the branches that would be, one would be facing the other one, so that space would be filled up. Now, but the area of the other rows between the other two trees would be empty, because every other one was empty, and every other one had where the branches were facing each other. And that's how he did the whole entire vineyard. Now, v'zareya asanir. What he did then was that he plowed the open part, I mean the part that didn't have any branches going into that space, which was 16 empty amis of space. Now, the thing is, because if he wouldn't be mahapach asaseir, if he wouldn't have the branches specifically going in the parts that he's not planting, it would come out that every row would have taken up space by the branches and would take away from the space of the 16 amis, and then would be forbidden to plant over there, because the space of 16 amis has to be not only from the trunk, but even from the branches. So, Lashon Acheres, then the following year, he would do the opposite. Then he would go ahead and now take the branches and do it to where the previous year he had planted. And Vizara Sabar, and then he would go ahead and plant the open space, which was last year plowed, and now, which last year was empty. Now he's plowing and planting that area where now he did that, wherever he was planting of that year would be open from branches and from trunk of space of 16 amas between every row. And this story came in front of the Chacham, and they permitted it because, again, because he had done this hipach where he had made sure there's no branches in the space that he's planting. But if he didn't do this hipach, which again would be less than the space of 16 amos between the vines, then it would be forbidden, because then we would consider it as a kerem, which says Abaya, that's like Rav Nachman, who says that the maximum amount that you could have of a space to be considered one is 16 amas, so therefore here where it's 16 amas, meaning which is more than that minimum, we consider it as distinct, as separate. So therefore we see clear in the halach of Klein, where again, by having it 16 amas apart, we considered separately and there was no problem. So therefore you see that if it's less than 16, that like Rav Nachman, then we consider it as one, where then the trees get, not like you said, up till 8 amas, but rather up till 16 amas. And to that, Omalei, Rav Yosef responds to Abaye's question, saying that seemingly the Mishnah supports Rav Nachman and not like his opinion, says Rav Yosef, Ano lo yadana. This I don't know. In other words, he says, I don't hold like this Mishnah. El Ovdehava, he says, I'll tell you rather an incident that happened, which, as the Gemara will explain, is illustrating that Rav Yosef holds like a different opinion, not like this story that was brought by Rav Yehuda, but rather like Rav Shimon. Because Rav Yosef says, as we continue on top of Pei Gimel and Aleph, there was a story, Bedura Deravasa, which means in the city of the shepherds, where somebody sold to his friend three trees, like the case we're describing, and there was only 8 amas between them. As the Gemara says, V'aslo kamed Rav Yehuda, V'amalei, Rav Yehuda said to the seller, Zil Havle, go give the consumer the amount of land, even though there's only Kimlei Bakar B'Kelav, the amount of that there is for the cattle with its tools, which they would use to plow in the area of the land, where if it has that amount between the trees, that's halacha. Now, says Rav Yosef, now I didn't know what's the halacha, what's the area of the amount that you need to have, meaning even though there's only that amount, which sounds like it's describing the minimum that it needs between the trees, then you got to give the land, that's what he told him, Rav Yehuda said to them, regarding this guy who bought three trees from this other individual, the amount of how much it takes for the cattle to come with its utensils on it. Now, but kiven d'shemayit l'hoditnan, but once I learned the following halacha in the Mishnah, in other words, once I learned the braisa that explains this Mishnah in Perek Layach ben Afchavav Meralf, that the Mishnah there says, l'yita adam ilan, the person's not allowed to plant a tree at the edge of his field, samach l'stei chaver, if it's near his friend's field, and the reason for that halach is so that, because when you go around the area, if you're planting at the edge, you're going to go with your plows, and you're going to, when you're plowing for this tree, and it's going to go in your friend's field. So says the Mishnah, you're not allowed to plant all the way at the edge of the field, elim kein hirchik mimena dalar amas, unless you distanced your tree from the edge of your property in the area of 4 amas. Now, Vatani, Allah, we learned in the Brice explaining this halacha, Dalet Amish Amr, why they say that you have to distance your tree from the edge of your field for Amis, Kedei Avodas HaKerem, so that you have the amount of plowing the vineyard. Saminas, I said, oh, Shmamina, from there you could infer that Kimlei Bakar B'Kelav, what is that area that you need where they used to plow with their oxen and the tools of the plowing on it? How much area is that? It says Rav Yosef, it's the area of Dalet Amis. So therefore he says, don't ask on me from that Mishnah, which is Rabbi Yehuda. I rather, as the Gemara will explain, that Rabbi Yisrael is going like a different opinion. And I'm going, as you see from this story, where the minimum is four amas. So as Tosfos says, since the beginning statement of Rav Nachman is erroneous, because he said it's between 8 and 16. Rabbi Yisrael said between 4 and 8. So from the fact that we disproved the first half of his statement, that the minimum is not 8, but rather, as we see from the answer, in 4 amas, so too it's refuting his maximum amount, which is 16, rather, like Rabbi Yisrael says, like I hold, the maximum is up till 8. Now, that the Gemara actually asks on Abaya. Okay, Rabbi Yisrael Miloy Tanan, what, you don't think we have a supporting Mishnah like Rabbi Yisrael? Why did Abaya say to Rabbi Yisrael that don't disagree with Rav Nachman, because we learned in a Mishnah like him, which we quote in the bottom of Amud Beis in the previous daf, but we learned in that same Mishnah at the end of the Mishnah that quotes other opinions. Remeyev, Rib, Shimon, Oimrim, they say, Hanaiteas, Karmoi, Shmoina, Amas, Al Shmoina. The first opinion, yes, was quoted, which he was saying it supports Rav Nachman 16 by 16, that is a distance of 16 Amas between each row. But we see clearly other opinions that say that it's 8 amas by 8 amas. Then mutalehevi zera l'sham, then you're allowed to bring seed over there, meaning that the maximum for considering it as 1 is up to 8. When it's already 8, it's already considered distinct. So why are you asking on Rav Yosef from the first part of the Mishnah, which is like Rav Nachman, when clearly the other Tanoim at the Sefer of the Mishnah say like Rav Yosef himself? And that says the Gemara, no, afilahochi, even so, the reason why Abaya said to Rav Yosef, don't disagree with Rav Nachman, is because Maisa, since there's an incident, an actual story that happened that's brought from Tzalmain, that's adiv, that's better. Because that's why Abaya said to Rav Yosef, don't disagree with Rav Nachman, because when you say an opinion, that's one thing, but when you see an actual practice that was done, and that supports the opinion of the first opinion mentioned there in that Mishnah, so that's more primary than the opinion of Rav Shimon, who is quoted there at the end of the Mishnah, and because we'd rather rely on something that was done in practice than the statement that was said, and that's why Abaya said to Rav Yosef, although he has Tanoik support, don't disagree with Rav Nachman, because we see that that opinion, besides being Tanoik's opinion, was also done in practice, like Rabbi Yehuda said, and therefore he said, Halacha should be like Rav Nachman, which is the area is between 8 amos minimum and 16 amos maximum. That's the area of considering it as the three trees as one, because 16 amos and on, that's already when it's considered separately, and that's why in the other regard regarding Klayim, that it's going to be considered as Klayim if it's less than 16 amos, but 16 amos and on is considered each row independently and therefore not Klayim.